Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Annie Fry is in Washington, D.C. at the White House today and tomorrow covering the 100 days of Trump's second term. And that means that I, Ryan Wiggins, get the honor of talking to the legend Bill O'Reilly, who is here on the phone with us. Bill, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me, guys. Appreciate it.
So let's talk about the 100 days, and then let's talk about this town hall you're doing. What do you think? Is the first 100 days of Trump 47 a win for America?
As a former high school teacher, I'd have to give it an incomplete at this point. I think that's a fair assessment. Very successful on the border and defining what DOGE is doing, looking for wasteful spending by the government. I think those are the two strong points. Tariffs obviously got people spooked. Don't know how that's going to ultimately come out. I'm optimistic. I think it could work. But I understand the angst that and the anxiety that that causes. Overseas, Putin has given Trump a hard time. Don't know. I still believe that the president may pull off a deal on this thing, but boy, it's rough. And China, bellicose. So there's a lot of things that in the second 100 days will define themselves further. I think that's a fair assessment.
Bill, does the pace of this first 100 days surprise you? Or is this like, this is Trump, and can he keep it up?
Yeah, it's shocking. I mean, I told the president himself that no other president in history has taken on more so quickly. George Washington would be second because he didn't have a government. He had to just build it from nothing. So he was pretty busy his first 100 days, but Trump's outdone him because he's opened up so many fronts. And that's in response to the disaster of the Biden administration. That's what spurred that on. So once he was inaugurated, Trump already had 100 executive orders ready to go because of the failed policies of Mr. Biden. And when you do things that fast, you make mistakes. And the Trump administration has made some.
Bill, when you talk to the president, you mentioned talking to President Trump. Bill Maher was talking about how, he almost seems like a different guy when you meet him in person versus this version that you see of him in the media. Do you find that? I mean, it's kind of a personal question, but do you find that to be the case?
No, he's the same guy. I've known him 35 years. Maher has no frame of reference at all.
Mm-hmm.
He's just trying to make an excuse to his left-wing viewers on why he went in there. Trump is remarkably consistent. He has personality traits. I wrote a book called The United States of Trump, and I just laid out his background and how he was raised, and he really has not changed much since a young man going into Manhattan and making a big success in real estate. He reacts to everything personally. he wants, he's impatient. He sees things in a bigger picture than most people do. He will never admit a mistake, ever. So I haven't seen any change in his public or private persona. He's a little funnier in private. You know, you get him relaxed, and he's got a very good sense of humor.
That's a good thing, though, right? I mean, you don't want somebody who goes out there and puts on one face publicly, and then behind closed doors, like, oh, let me really tell you the story. That you want somebody who's consistent, right? Even if you disagree with him.
In my experience, and I've interviewed six presidents, most of them are like that.
Most of them are what? They shift, or they're the same.
They don't. So Bush the younger is a shy guy. He doesn't like to, you know, engage people he doesn't know. But when you get to know him, he's got a really good sense of humor and he's down to earth. And I think he came across that way. He didn't come across as, you know, some imperial presence in a White House. Obama, I got to know pretty well. He wasn't that different, private and public. Hillary, that's a little bit. She would be the one that I would point to. She's much friendlier in private. She's much more accessible because she doesn't trust many people. So she gets stiff when she goes out into public.
Wow.
But most of them, the presidents, Biden, I don't know very well. I had one conversation with him. But I don't think you can judge Biden at this point in his life because I don't think he knows what he's doing.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like very few people had any access to President Biden during his 4 years.
Nobody had, just Jill. Jill was the gatekeeper, and you had to go through her. And Biden spent most of his time just wandering around. He really didn't do much work in the White House.
Wow, man. The current president, Trump, has been tweeting about and truthing about the auto pen stuff. And I'm just, I don't know that they'll ever get to the bottom of that, but that is a really interesting story if they can.
Yeah, well, it would have to be a White House insider like Ron Klain or somebody like that, a guy named Donnelly, who would be the policy people. But I can almost tell you with certainty that Joe Biden had no idea what he was signing most of the time.
Yeah, yeah. America should have known that. The media kind of protected him for way too long on that.
Oh, it's horrible. Biggest media scandal in history. Because you had to know. I knew from the first 2 weeks of his presidency this guy wasn't operating like he should have. This is a big, hard job. And this guy's wandering around, and he can't focus, and he can't explain anything, and come on. And these guys miss the story? Come on. It's ridiculous. They were covering for him because they didn't like Trump.
Yeah. Yeah. Bill O'Reilly with us, and you will get to talk to the president, much more freewheeling president than the last one, of course, in this town hall that you are doing with News Nation Wednesday night starting at 7 o'clock. We're, of course, airing that live right here, exclusive air in St. Louis of this town hall with Bill O'Reilly. Give us the format. Like, what do we expect for this town hall?
It's going to be an event. So I didn't really have to twist the president's arm to do it. It's going to be on the phone because it's late at night. Not late for him, but for most human beings. And I'm glad you guys are carrying it. About 100 stations, radio stations, once I made the announcement last week, chimed in, they want to carry it live. We'll probably have more. And the CW network is going to carry it live. And
that's great.
It's going to emanate from News Nation in Manhattan. And what it's going to be is 2 hours. The president will kick it off. I will interview him. I'm the kind of co-anchor of the whole thing, along with Chris Cuomo. And then Stephen A. Smith will be there. And then a cast of thousands. Carville will be there. And, you know, we got all kinds of people weighing in. But the interview with Donald Trump is going to be informational. It's not going to be confrontational. We're not trying to make him look bad or trap him because I'm coming at this from history because I write history books. You guys know that. Confronting the President's Fabulous Success. And if people in St. Louis haven't read it, you might check that out. But I want to get on the record what his feeling is about his victories and his defeats in the first 100 days. And in order to do that, he's got to feel kind of comfortable to explain what happened, and he's got to keep it pithy because we've got, you know, people who are going to have a live studio audience there. They're going to be able to ask him some questions through me, right on cards. So it's going to be, it's one of these things I like to do because it's unpredictable. Most of the interviews with presidents are stodgy and you know what they're going to be. This one, I have no blanking idea how this is going to come out. So it's kind of interesting.
Yeah. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Want to grow your business fast? With TikTok ads, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Yeah, it sounds like a unique event because we have a picture of a town hall in our heads, but it doesn't include multiple people weighing in. I mean, that's a really interesting cross-section when you say Chris Cuomo, Stephen A. Smith, yourself. I didn't know James Carville was going to be there too. But everybody's just kind of peppering him from every side.
No. Only me and Cuomo will interview him.
Okay. See, this I don't understand. Yeah.
You know, it's not a free-for-all. And then what he says, then the others will come in to analyze. And I will probably use a couple of audience questions. As, again, they'll be written on cards. But because of the interview is serious, you don't want to make it into, you know, this crazy thing where everybody's firing all of this nutty stuff. My job is basically to run a responsible broadcast for 2 hours. And News Nation knows that I'm a pretty tough guy. The joke is I'm the bouncer, but that's pretty much what I am. I'm going to keep it under control, but we're going to get some good information, I think.
Well, we're looking forward to it. Bill O'Reilly, really appreciate you joining us to promote that event. It's Wednesday night, 7 o'clock, right here on 97.1, and we will be tuning in and, of course, probably pulling some clips for our show the next day.
Excellent. And tell Annie I said hello. I know she's ducking me.
Yeah, well, she's at the White House, so I will pass that along. Thanks. Thank you, Bill.
Okay, guys. Thanks for having me.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up. But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period.
That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Emma Greed, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Audacy podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.